last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
In Feeble 2 still?
In Feeble 2 still. Oh, that's correct. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Do work, Shumfah.
Sad voice.
That's hit so me with that want want.
Your clumsy one.
That takes us to the end of Luton's turn, and we go to a prone Kibwe Naoka, who hit the deck to avoid getting damaged.
So Kibwe is going to use the kip up.
What?
Rolling the hit again.
Before you do that, just going to need you real quick to describe how you kill this guy with your first shot.
Oh! Okay, you guys can stay.
But you do start to hear footsteps as you waste some time inspecting the vents.
Oh, no. Okay, we better hide.
You want to kill these innocent engineers? I want to be expeditious in what we came here to do.
It's a couple engineers.
Three.
Four.
It's
four.
It's four.
It's a handful of engineers. Or the entire city. What we should do is get a giant trench coat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love where this is going.
If we can raise them up to friendly, even, then we could have them disable the engines for us, right?
Oh, I mean, we can ask them to, yeah.
Yeah, then we don't have to blow anything up.
That's
or,
brilliant.
Listen, if it goes wrong, we throw them in the paddle wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? I gave you a chance to help. And so here we are.
We're going
to
let Luton have the stage.
Oh, God.
Luton, it's all you.
John! John, what'd she say?
Hey, come over here! Come
what?
On! Get Nick and Steve, Bob!
Wow, 41. You guys want to know what the DC is on these guys?
Yes. Yeah.
13.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, they're will save. It's only plus 3.
Yes!
Could they maybe not disable the engine, but could they slow it down without drawing attention that the speed has changed?
Well, you know, I know we're not supposed to say anything about her hair, but I can't help it. It looks like it's made out of snakes, okay? I'm just saying.
Snake hair? We have a Medusa we got to fight on this boat? Oh, my gosh.
Well, tune in next week, Thunder Buddies, as we find out what happens.
So ready.
Now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, our 117th installment, the Master Chief episode.
The Master Chief episode.
But we're not going to talk about video games because Brittany asked me about 6 months ago if I would pretty please stop doing that ever.
So let's talk about this really good show I watch called Halo.
Oh, hey. That's a great show. Paramount Plus. Wow.
The first season was good.
I don't know if that counts.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to force Brittany to answer one question.
Whoa.
Who's your favorite video game character?
That's actually a really good question. Oh, my gosh.
Let me think. Tiny Tina.
Tiny Tina.
Oh, that actually is a good choice.
Okay. Great.
Tiny Tina.
Answer.
Great Borderlands answer. 2?
We played Borderlands
and
2.
Three, isn't
And 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has her own video game now. Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You want to play it?
Choice.
We can play it after we record.
I kind of want to play it.
It's you know, it's funny that you mention it because they play Bunkers and Bad A.
Yeah.
Which is Dungeons and Dragons just in the Borderlands universe.
That's great.
And there's some really great other podcasts out there that do a Borderlands actual play podcast like Friend and Foe Adventure Co.
Ever since the first Borderlands came out and that cel shading art style came out, people been ripping it off. It's even in Call of Duty. Not to
really
talk about video games, but yeah, there's skins and then levels that are all in that cel shade vibe, which is a really cool art style.
Is
I,
it,
think.
I think so.
Wasn't Borderlands initially a tabletop game?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You know who did the cel shading best?
Who?
Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Excuse me?
As big of a Zelda fan I am, I've never played that.
Do you mean The Legend of Zelda?
The Legend of Zelda.
Wind Walker?
Wind Waker.
Wind Taker?
Wind Breaker?
Wind Breaker.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Breaking Wind.
It wasn't Wind Waker.
Yes, it was.
Legend.
Fire up his Google.
Zelda.
Wait, his thumbs are his armpits?
It was Wind Waker.
You have anything to say to me?
What do you owe him?
Wow.
Legend of Zelda Allwanger.
That's what his name actually is. Thank That's you. Why he knows Thank the answer.
I'm sorry, Jordan. Gave
you such a cool name.
For a million years. Oh, is this a Mandela effect? I thought it was Windwalker.
No, this is a Scott is wrong effect.
That's what you say if you're from the alternate reality.
That's what a Mandela effect person would say.
Berenstein Bears.
Yeah.
It's Berenstein.
It's the Berenstein Bears.
No, this one will make you upset.
Thank you, Duval, who is from our universe.
Thank you, from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read those
books. What would make me upset?
How do you spell it?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Duval? How do you spell it, Duval? How do you spell it?
IT. Berenstein? I don't know.
I'll tell you how it's not spelled.
B-E-R-E-N-S-T-E-I-N?
Correct.
False.
Look it up. It's going to make you sad.
Is there an H in there? Just twice
in there? No, it's the whole thing is that it's apparently it has always been spelled with an A.
With a bear. Oh, bear.
No.
Berenstain.
Stain.
S-T.
But it's wrong. No, it's not stupid. It's wrong.
It's wrong. I told you you're going to be upset.
Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears.
My mother would never let me watch that.
Nor read the books. Yeah.
Oh, that's evil.
Yeah.
I just showed him the same reaction I had. The website.
Berenstain. But how do you say it?
Berenstain.
I'm out.
You're from the old timeline.
I'm not doing it.
The original timeline.
No one pronounced it that way.
I read those Berenstein Bears books when I was waiting for my doctor's appointments when I was a little kid. Too. They were in every doctor's office along with a Highlights magazine.
Every single waiting room.
Bro, there was a cartoon and they would announce it today at 4 a.m. whatever.
Berenstain.
And speaking of cartoons,
what?
How do you spell Looney Tunes?
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, yeah.
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
Very good.
T-U-N-E-S.
Oh.
What? Looney Tunes.
He's a sleeper agent.
He is.
From the false reality.
You're slipping.
How do you think it was spelled? With an I-E?
No, T-O-O-N.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Tunes.
No, that's how
it is. T-O-O-N?
That's how it's always been spelled.
No, dude.
Yes.
No, we know the song.
We know the reason. It's about music. It's the Looney music.
Yeah. They would always do songs.
No, like T-O and like cartoon. No, like cartoon. Stop. No. Like cartoon.
That's one of the Looney Tunes. My Adeline. See,
I like singing about the birds.
We were growing up in the 20s, and we would put Over Rettenbacher in the inside the oven
with my Werther's original. The
Werther's original in my towels.
That's back when it was called Werther's.
They invented the Looney Tunes. You see, as an alternative to popular music.
Oh yeah.
Hello, Stranza.
This is Looney Tunes. My song. This is the one I was just singing.
Bro, Warner Brothers is coming after us.
What's your name, son?
What's your name,
son? What if you were, check it out. What if you were sleeping and your TV just cut on and that started playing?
That'd be terrifying.
Get out of the house.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah. That's the plot of a horror movie.
Yeah,
what's your name, son?
If James Wan is listening, he is running with
Jordan
that.
Peele. Jordan Peele's already
Jordan Peele is taking that.
Here's the pitch. All right.
Give it to us.
You walk into a, you cut into a scene of a grown man.
Terrifying.
And
I'm out.
And all Scott's of a sudden, on his mounted 42-inch screen TV, Looney Tunes comes on.
Okay, you're saying 42-inch, so what year is this then?
This is...
2014?
2008. So this is an advance.
Oh, this is a really big
TV. Okay.
It's a thick boy. Thick boy.
And thick boy. All of a sudden you hear Sweet Adeline. And the Looney Tunes are on. And then he has a night, what do you call it? A night tremor? Where you can't move? What is that?
Oh, sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, no, don't do it. He tries to reach for his Motorola Razor and he can't.
Yeah,
he
can't call for help.
Move. And he's just sitting there watching the Looney Tunes. And then it comes on. Coming soon to a theater near you. Cartoons. Right?
Oh, but no, the edge of the screen starts to bleed.
Oh. Jordan Peele, you're welcome.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I like to sing about the moon and the June and the spring.
Credits.
That, man.
I'll go watch that.
We just pitched that.
I'll go watch that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Scott's putting on a brave face, but he's not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, no. I already checked out.
Yeah. Brittany just wakes up. He's in the corner.
We can never watch cartoons again.
Gently rocking. Won't make eye contact anymore. That's my future.
Oh, that's wow. Good.
Real talk, I can't wait for 28 years later to come
yes.
out.
Yes.
Oh, more zombies?
Yes.
Athletic zombies, those are my favorite. Yeah. The ones who can run and jump over stuff.
Gym zombies.
Oh. Gym zombies, yeah. Zombies just doing squats.
Instead of brains, they say, whey.
Creatine.
Yeah. 28 Protein. Years later?
Stick of butter.
28 years later. I tricked my wife into watching 28 Days
oh,
later.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
It's a love
did
story.
Did you make her think about it was a Sandra days Bullock after movie?
Oh, you
No, I didn't do that one. Okay. It was that movie, but I didn't use that. Okay, I was just like, no, this is good. It's like a... Something happens, and then people is like, what happens after?
She, 28 weeks later is the sequel to the Sandra Bullock movie.
See?
Honey.
See?
3 minutes in, she's like, you're stupid.
You dirty dog, Duval. What's it like when your wife gets on your case, Duval Gibson?
My wife, have you met my wife? She's a Disney character.
I want
she
you to tell not. America, nay, the world.
My wife has never gotten on my case about anything.
I know that's not true. I've seen her do it.
You have not?
I have, too. She's like...
What does it look like?
Duval! And that's all she has to say. And then you're like, oh, you're right, baby. You're right. Oh, my bad, my bad. And you run out of the room and you run across the street.
That sounds like an episode of Martin, Not My Life. That is not how it goes.
Gina.
She would usually say something like,
yeah, that's all she has to say.
And that's it. It's not. It's pretty mild.
I mean, that's saying a lot, though.
It is.
That's saying a lot.
Saying a lot.
Can't relate.
You should hear what she says about you when you're not around.
Hey, she probably says all kinds of things.
No, just kidding. Mrs. Gibson is a saint.
I wouldn't say that, you know, but she's a great person.
Respect.
Yeah.
Fantastic lady.
She would never watch cartoon.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Mrs. Gibson took the photo, my headshot photo, for the Dice Thunder podcast where I'm throwing the thunder die up in the air.
That's right. She did.
And
yeah.
It just happened. This was not a Photoshop trick, folks.
She does not use Photoshop.
It rotated to the 20, and that's the side of the die that is facing the camera lens.
No way.
Wow. Nah, that's just, you know, foretelling of your luck with rolling.
It's just how I do.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm going to throw this die in the air. What number do you see?
14.
Actually, 14's pretty good. I'm not mad about it.
Well, speaking of rolling dice, I think we should probably do that. You guys just met four best friends.
Besties.
Dave.
Four best friends.
Bob.
Can have Steve Bob.
Steve Bob.
Jim. Best it was John. Friends.
John.
Anyone John, Dave, and Steve Bob.
Four best friends.
Or was it John,
friend.
Bob, and Steve, Dave?
No, Steve, Bob, John,
and we're never,
Dave.
Never, ever.
I don't know
ever.
If we get the fourth one,
one didn't get introduced, and that's okay. His name's Keyway. It would have been really awkward.
Wow. Yeah.
Your name's Keyway, too?
How do you spell your name?
C-I-B-W-A-Y. It's the Celtic spelling.
Ah, so no jewels then.
Keep way.
No jewels in your name.
No.
Ah. No. Just stones.
Jewels in our hearts.
Yeah, but that'll spend.
They've given you some myriad advice on how to tackle the challenges set out in front of you with the gear smoke. They want to live... They don't want to get blown up. They want to help you as much as they can. And they've offered to slow down the passage of the boat, gaining you guys at least another 6 hours. So now it won't be the first thing in the morning that you arrive at Alkin Falls. You think it'll be sometime in the afternoon.
Awesome. So that's helpful.
Potentially giving you a little bit bigger window of time to finish up whatever you may need to finish up here. Who knows what it could be. They've also revealed the rough location of the third Pyronite bomb all the way up on the top deck. Behind heavy shield martial guard, and they give you a physical description of what they look like when they're crated up.
Yep.
But you know the location of one bomb. It's on this deck in the forward cargo hold.
Steve Bob.
Hold on, let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
Let me finish my exposition, Jordan.
Right. It felt like a natural stopping point, but okay.
Well, I saw your hand go up. So, in the forward cargo hold is the other Pyronite bomb. The second one is in the glass elephant. You have one key, and you know that a second key likely resides with a snake-haired girlfriend of Ibrahim.
I wonder where they met.
His lover.
Yeah.
There's a whole backstory.
I'm excited to figure that out.
And we don't know which key goes to which bomb.
We have an idea, but we don't know for certain.
You have Parsis's key. You don't know which bomb is Parsis's. Correct.
And we were encouraged by the grease monkeys, the engineers.
Oh, ouch.
To talk to the other passengers to get more info. Maybe they'll have information about Loveless or where her key is specifically, or maybe I'm hoping information about the kill switch. That also scares me a little bit. So that's the rest of the notes I had written.
Steve Bob.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah? Mr. Lizard Man? Do you have a key we can use to get into the forward cargo hold?
Oh, I don't think so. That door's been jammed shut.
Oh.
Rats.
You could sneak through the ventilation ducts and get in there, though.
Ah, do you have a way to turn off the sanitation system?
Oh, I don't. That's automated. In fact, the Clockwork Buccaneers are usually in charge of that. They're part of the ship's defensive system.
The ones that are walking around patrolling?
That's right. They come through here before they head up to the kitchen on their patrol, just to make sure nothing's going wrong. That's why we're worried about damage and destruction on the ship.
When might they be coming by next?
Oh, I don't know. You got about 15 minutes or so.
Mm. That tracks.
It tracks, bruh.
So we might have to go through the vents to get to the Catablopas, and that we'd have to fight it there. There's no turning back once we jump out those vents.
Right.
It's like go time.
Let's go do it at some point.
At some point, we're going to have to do it.
So my thinking for a plan is disarm the bomb, guarded by the Catablopas, Catablapus, whatever we're calling it. Then get the key off of Medusa, then lower the elephant and take that down, because I'm assuming that key...
Catablopas.
Thank you.
Catablopas.
That's a live editor's note, folks.
Wow.
Sorry. And then at some point figure out how to go into the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Seems like that's our last stop.
Yeah.
Probably.
And if we go after the first bomb, which I'm assuming the key we have is for the one in the fore part of the ship. If
that's
we go
the second bomb.
That's the second bomb. If we go after that one, we should be able to figure out how to successfully disarm it or what it's going to take to do that, mm-hmm. which will speed up the process when we go for the elephant,
mm-hmm.
the elephant bomb. So I think you're right. I say we follow that plan.
I wonder if this Catablopas has the power to turn us into stone.
Hmm. The Medusa.
The Medusa might, but you're talking about the moss monster?
The Catablopas, yeah.
The poo beast?
Poo beast. That one indeed.
Turn us into stone?
Yeah.
Oh, bother.
Please, every time he attacks, make that noise. Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. It appears I've run out of honey.
That's really good.
Well, put your pants on. Maybe you'll be able to figure that out.
Let's go fight a wildebeest.
Do we want to talk to the passengers after we fight the wildebeest or before?
That's a good question.
I kind of want to fight this thing a little bit. I'm nervous about it. I want to fight it because I'm scared of it.
I kind of want to talk to people.
Okay, I'll do whatever you say, but I'm just saying. The thing I'm nervous to do... is where I was leaning.
What do you think, Brittany?
What are we going to gain? What do we think we can gain from talking to people on the ship?
Well, data or data?
The engineers suggested that we do it. Data. So it makes me think that we're missing some information.
Data. Yeah. Okay. Data.
But also, we don't know where Loveless's key is.
Yes.
And maybe there's some insight or just more about, it seems like the only thing we're missing is information about Loveless's bomb specific location.
Okay. I feel like we should then probably gather intel first before fighting the cattywampus.
Where are most of the people chilling? Like, where are most people congregating?
Because there's explosives in the bar.
Lots of people in the cigar lounge. There's lots of people milling about and just moving through the mid-deck area and the top deck in the public areas. There's game tables set up all over the place, people playing a large variety of table games. And you see them moving in and out of their passenger deck. Every once in a while, people are going to the dining area. There's always food out. You can kind of graze whenever you want. Or you can sit down for planned meals. So they have a meal time on the boat every...
Like a cruise?
Yeah.
Three times a day, right?
Yeah.
What time is it now?
It's evening.
Okay. So why don't we...
It was like 2 in the afternoon.
I feel like if people are sitting down eating and drinking, then that might be the best time.
It's getting along to evening. Is that...
Getting along.
Is that better?
Getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's go mingle with the singles, you know?
You want to go up to the dance floor first or the cigar lounge? I say let's go to the cigar lounge.
Yeah, let's go to
the
cigar lounge. Get a stoke. Right.
The Shum Follow 5 head back up to the passenger deck through their unlocked stairwell that's right in the middle of the cargo hold. And as you approach the cigar lounge, you do see there's a few debutantes and card players. Kal-El stays in his stateroom.
Oh, no.
If you guys, you know, just sort of seat yourselves around the area, a harpist comes and begins playing the harp that is in the front of the cigar lounge, filling it with some...
harpness?
Yeah, just a nice, gentle melody, just creating a nice atmosphere. It's jovial, as there's windows looking out onto the river ahead, and you're seeing the mana wastes can float by slowly, a lot slower than they were before.
Score.
As the engineers down in the engine room make good on their promise to keep the ship moving, but a lot slower, so as not to create suspicion, but still delays the passage and voyage along the...
Do we hear anybody notice that we are going slower, or no one seems to...
No one seems to pick up on it.
Okay.
Nice.
It's okay. Just enough that a couple of miles an hour is all it takes to slow it down by 6 hours.
Yeah. So the whole trip. They don't catch the drift?
Nice. Wow. Late recordings.
Gotta love them.
Gotta love them.
Coffee at night.
I don't see people yet.
Well,
they're all over the place.
Roll a perception check. I'm not going to put a token down for all these people. You're killing me. You know how long it takes?
Forever.
Forever.
That was dumb.
26.
21.
32.
24.
Ixil, you pick up on a conversation about the shield marshals.
Yep.
There's a couple over in the corner, and they appear to be together, but kind of an older, stately couple. Every once in a while, you hear... Rhubarb, shield marshal. Rhubarb. As they are...
Prune juice.
Yeah, rhubarb. As they're speaking to each other.
Ixil moves in a little closer.
You can tell the more diplomatic of the group if you don't want to lead this, but I'll just give you the option.
I'm not going to lead this. I would fail. Ixil will say,
Lutin, these old folks seem to be discussing the shield marshals.
Okay, let me see if I can...
Those crusty ones over there.
Oh, I see them. Let me head over. So Luton makes her way over casually.
Prune juice.
Super casual for... Can I just like listen in to their conversation a little more carefully?
Yeah, make another perception check, please.
Okay. Ooh, 35.
Nice.
All right, you don't pick up specifics, but you do hear them complaining about shield marshals.
Complaining?
That's a good foot in the conversation. Yeah.
Making some complaints about the shield marshals.
Shield marshals, am I right?
Oh, lovely. Boy, have you said it. Right, darling? Oh, you wouldn't believe the time we've had with these dreaded shield marshals.
Oh. Yes, what Muffy Buffy is trying to say here.
Yes, Muffy.
Everywhere we go these days throughout Alkenstar is just one inconvenience after another. And it's all because of Angelique Lovelace. You know, Muffy Buffy.
Muffy.
I hear that she's on this ship. And forgive me, I'm being so rude. My name is Reginald von Bartleby, and this is Muffy Buffer.
Nice to meet you.
The pleasure's all ours, dear. It is truly a wonder to meet you, child. A charm. You don't see many sprites in the mana wastes.
We certainly do not, my dear.
No, ever since our adventuring days have passed, well, we don't see much of anyone come through here other than the normal folk, rough and tumble as they are, so it's nice to... get out and enjoy a little bit of luxury. Reminds us of home. Reminds us of, you remember, our stately home back in our home region. Muffy Buffy, don't tell me you forgot where we came from.
Absalom, dear. Absalom.
Yes, Absalom is what I'm trying to say.
So, tell me, what's been the trouble with Angelique? Oh. I'm not a fan of her myself.
Tell me about it.
Don't get him started, dear. He'll go on all night.
My dear, we have all night. We own the night. I jest. This is our 7th time on the Gear Smoke ever since that wonderful Ibrium has...
8th, if you count your last birthday.
I had nearly forgotten. That's right, Mother. We didn't spend a lot of time on the boat. What a romp that was. My goodness. It has been nice to have someone of Nexian quality taking up residence in Alkenstar. But ever since Angelique Lawless has tried to
shove that stinking bill down everyone's throats. It's all anyone can ever talk about. Oh, private army this, and forced conscription that. Ugh.
Indeed, it's gotten quite old.
You've hit the nail on the head, Muffer Buffer. Quite old indeed.
Almost as old as your sister.
Yes, that old bag. I have forgotten. What did we get her during the last holiday, her and her children? What were their Christmas gifts again? Do you remember? You don't remember? God, I spent all that platinum on those spoiled, rotten brats. And Muffy Buffy doesn't even remember where we got them. It was all your idea, dear. Come on, surely you recall.
I believe they were first edition, whatever that Bri Temple book is.
Oh, yes. Original first edition of the
Logic of Design.
The Logic of Design.
Wow.
That's correct.
Hero
Very
point.
Good. No. I didn't Reginald, get this rich just generous. Giving away my hero points. You gotta keep them. But anyway, the Shield Marshals have permanently rented out the bar and all of the suites on the top floor of the boat.
Oh.
Can you believe that? And had the audacity to drag some disgusting crate up there right by my private room. Ugh. You wouldn't believe it. They were bumping around and thumping around on the ceiling for hours, it seems.
How close to your private room?
Right up above it, I would say. They were. It sounded like at one point they were going to come through the ceiling. Three large shipments went up there. Very large shipment and two smaller ones, and they were all loud and obnoxious.
Very large, huh? Are there any vents in your room?
Well, of course there are, for fresh air. But if you recall from my exposition in previous episodes, you can't access the top deck through the venting system. Can you believe this? Silly dwarf, indeed. Trying to game the system, not on my watch, as we break the fourth wall together.
My Pookie may look old, but he has eyes like a falcon.
Sharp as ever! And quick with the wit, they say. Indeed, Lord Reginald.
So your room's upstairs, then?
It is. On the VIP deck, you could say that we are important people. Buffy Buffy certainly is, darling. You look ravishing this evening.
Oh, stop it!
No, those earrings, they draw to the neckline and your beard. Lovely.
Yes.
She's a dwarf woman.
Yeah. This is great.
She looks like my cousin.
She may be. I don't know what goes on in Donganhold. That's none of my business.
Which of these vents would you say is your room up here? Oh,
gosh, I couldn't tell you.
What a strange question. Yeah.
I tend to like boats and how they're organized and engineered, so...
Well, you should head down to the steerage deck then, my man.
Yes, yes.
Yes, join the peasants.
Yes, the rest of the help. We're here on vacation.
Careful.
Did you happen to see these three crates they brought up there, or only hear them?
Just heard the ruckus and the loud noises that they've made.
That seems like a massive inconvenience and a ruin to a good boat ride otherwise.
Well, I must say, there were two rather astonishing-looking metal contraptions in two of those crates. I'm something of a dabbler in clockwork myself, although Muffet Buffet would tell you that it's just another hobby that I've ignored.
Yes, another hobby to take up more space in our villa.
I know. Eventually, I will get around to painting them all, and then we will play Blade Hammer together, finally. Conflict Blade 30,000.
Conflict.
Hilarious. I'm sorry.
That's fantastic.
I have a pile of unpainted shame in my office. But I'm retired. What can I say? Stop working, start dying. That's what they tell me.
Okay.
So we know the crates are above his room, and there's three of them, which is very concerning and confusing to me, if he saw all three crates going up there and heard them above his room.
One large one, two smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. Angelique Lovelace being both noble and of ignoble birth.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
It's no secret to the, well, I suppose, to the more learned of us, but Angelique Lovelace's parentage is rather suspicious. You see...
You mean she might... Her mother might have a baby daddy.
Her mother definitely has a baby. You know how babies work.
But right? The baby daddy who was...
In this case, the baby daddy was a highly respected Osirian paladin named Enterish, and a great friend of my grandfather. Yes.
But her mother is a
water hag.
Oh, you know the story. That's right.
Oh, yes. Just a rumor.
No, it is true. Grandpappy told me.
Your grandpappy was almost always drunk.
And that was how you knew it was the most honest of stories. The man couldn't lie when he was sober. Honest Abe, that's what they used to call him. But that feels like a nickname that's been taken already. A river hag by the name of Grease Nightspittle. That's what she was called, if I remember.
That's what I have in my notes.
Very good. For a catfolk, you are surprised indeed. Most of the Amaroon I've come across in my days as an adventurer, well, they were always coming and going somewhere. Never went to settle down in a place and learn too much about it. So it is nice to see one so invested in history. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am a rare breed indeed.
Yes, I would say so.
Our furry friend, what happened to your tail? It seems there's
a tale to
tell there.
Well, now you have to tell, because that was a good one, honey.
Oh, that's such a great thing to bring up. It's a very painful memory. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
So you're not going to tell us?
You really want to know?
Well, of course, we've just told you all of this exposition about all of the big bad endgame bosses, and you're not going to even tell us how you lost your tail.
It's just very weird that my friends have never asked,
but a complete stranger is asking.
Well, in order to find out things about people, you must ask people about their things, no?
Yes, there was a time.
I have just met you.
It's true.
Yes, there was a time in my life where I may have been betrayed by people that I trusted, and it landed me in shackles. And it was amidst these shackles that I was mistreated by the guards. These guards had put me in the stockade, and one night, and they stretched out my tail across a table, and they severed it quick swipe with a sword.
Don't worry, Muffer Buffer.
So I am lacking of my tail because of mistreating by the guard. But I was released the next day for that mistreatment for these guards and told never to speak of it again, and this is the first time I've brought it up.
Well, it must feel like a weight off of your chest. Young man, I'm so glad you've chosen this moment to divulge such a scar on your heart.
It is more of a weight off of my backside.
Indeed.
I'm happy that I can joke about it now.
Just don't worry, Muffy Buffy. We shall calm your humors before bedtime. You will not sleep poorly again.
Such a gruesome image.
Did you know you married Mrs. Doubtfire, by the way?
I was going
to say. A robust woman is my kind of woman.
My cup of tea. Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry, Darn Iver. We didn't ask you that. I thought you were just one of those...
Short-tailed cats. No, it is fine. It is not something that I tell many people.
Nor should you. It's rather grotesque. And what about you, sir? Is that Clan Nyoka, if I'm not mistaken, yes, of Dongenhold?
What do you know of Clan Nyoka?
Oh, I know that you are a noble clan in the hold of Dongen.
That's right.
Yes. I am not surprised to see someone like you on board this fine vessel.
You shouldn't. I could buy 5 of these vessels back in my day.
Indeed you could, young man. Although you're probably older than me. Dwarves are long-lived.
Yes. And not too long with patience, though.
Oh. Well, Muffer Buffer.
Pookie.
I know. Perhaps we should tread lightly around this one.
Darn Iru just grabs a cigar and kind of hands it to Kibwe.
Kibwe just walks.
It is okay.
Walks towards the harp.
Please do not let us keep you from any more pressing matters as we sail leisurely along the river.
What a scoundrel that one is.
Indeed.
He is still getting his sea legs. It's okay. He will be fine.
As always, woman's intuition is right on the spot with this one. This is why I married her. She's quite
reliable.
And yet I have to remind you over and over and over.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's true. I'm a scamp. What can I say?
Could you do me one favor, please?
I can keep doing this voice all night if you like.
Could you say hello?
40 minutes.
I believe I only greeted you, darling.
I know, but I just feel like I need to hear you say hello.
Oh, isn't she just a ball of sunshine?
Completely a ball of sunshine, I agree.
Reginald.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you could grace us with a joke before we leave.
Oh, my goodness. I hate your face. All right. I only know one, and I learned it from this chap by the name of Dewey Daystar.
Yeah.
Your mother is so large that not even Rovagug could devour her.
I actually know what that means.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That's rather crass. I apologize.
But it is funny.
You may use it with my permission.
Forgive my Pookie. He's thrown back one too many tonight.
No! All of these non-alcoholic leches. On this respectful podcast for children.
Okay, so we got a little bit more information about three boxes, Loveless upstairs on the upper deck. Anything else we think they might know, or we're going to talk somebody else?
We know the makeup of the boxes, right? That they are... Didn't they talk about how the boxes are...
So there's three of them, and two of them were
one
like
large one.
Full of clockwork stuff, or looked clockworky.
Two with clockwork contraptions.
Sorry, yes. Yeah. One was big, two were smaller, and looked the same.
And they're on what level?
The top level.
Top level.
And where they booked out the whole bar.
Yeah.
They rented the whole place.
And don't forget.
That's right. That was an important fact that we need to make sure to remember.
That was great.
Is that dwarf mocking you, darling?
Oh, no. He wishes.
You're quite right. No one can imitate you all perfectly.
Indeed.
I can't. You
Once
too.
Once you reach my stature in society and life, then perhaps he would feel the mocking gesture in his core of his being. But I believe that poor dwarf man, that young whippersnapper, he's got a chip on his shoulder, he does. I could tell from the moment he opened his foul mouth.
Just by the look of him.
Direct his vitriol at me.
Yep.
What a felonious knave.
Okay.
What a scamp. A burglar.
Okay. Well, it was nice to meet you.
It was absolutely
very fun.
My pleasure. Muffy, Muffy.
You've been enchanting, darling.
I am absolutely spent. We shall retire to our stateroom. Farewell and good evening. Enjoy the ride aboard the Gear Smoke.
And Pookie, I insist you wear your sleep mask tonight.
Oh,
I must
fine.
So as they walk off.
Strapping a vacuum cleaner to my head.
As they walk off, Keyway comes back and says, about time. I should follow them to their room and murder them both.
Oh my gosh.
But I won't.
You should, good. You should just take a deep breath. It'll be okay.
You don't like Lord Reginald von Bartleby?
No, because he was talking crap about Dongenhold.
No, he loves you.
Yeah.
That wasn't insincere to you? I mean, you got a problem.
I mean, Keyway has a problem.
You got a problem.
Keyway should have rolled a perception check.
Keyway wasn't feeling that guy.
Oh, yeah, we didn't roll any perception.
We don't know if any of that was true.
I trust it
all.
He
could be Alcastar CIA. You don't even know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And she's a lioness. You never know.
You never know.
Never know.
She does look like Zoe Saldana. You can tell by the beard.
Wow.
Can I still roll a perception check to make sure?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Just for funsies.
I believe him. Not even going to roll.
Dornheimer always believes everybody. Ooh, 18.
Her perception is like plus
36.
30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are 100% positive that Gertrude Muffy Buffy was 100% lying.
And
but she was not happy to meet you.
She did not get the first edition books.
Reginald von Bartleby was absolutely stunned by all of you and told you every last truthful word and through.
Great.
His choice in spouse is not... You can't help who you love.
True.
Lord Reginald is not saved from that.
By the way, my character has no diplomacy at all.
Yeah.
No deception in high society. So he would be put off by someone who has stature and is happy.
If you say so.
I know him. I went to high school with him.
I mean, so. It's just you're just not good at convincing people to like you, and you're not good at lying to them. But you're really, really smart and fancy. Smart about society and fancy.
Yeah. Totally.
he's lived in that life for a while.
But not, he, but not
he
anymore.
He knows how it works. Yeah.
So he's got a he does have a chip
Listen,
on his shoulder.
Listen, if you could get your diplomacy up, you could be the co-star of The Greatest Show.
The Greatest Show.
I will challenge you with a thing, a fact, a thought. I will challenge you with a thought, Duval. It is more challenging to play a likable character than a dislikable character.
I already played a likable character.
What podcast are you on?
Yeah, Iros.
No.
He was super likable.
False.
He liked everybody.
Oh, he liked everybody.
Kairos liked everybody.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
Varg liked Kairos, right? Balnor liked Kairos?
Greg liked yep. Kairos.
Right.
Greg did.
Oh.
Oh. There Darnayru. Was beef. You didn't
Darnayru
know?
Darnayru did like Kairos.
Darnayru
did.
Did. Like, past tense.
Oh, because he left.
Now he really doesn't like it.
The new BBEG.
It's Kairos coming
Kairos
back.
Kairos is technically an NPC under my control now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
That would be great.
I've come back with more jump coils to zap you all.
He's not
That's
Mickey
more
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, yeah.
I'm going to murder you all.
Horrible.
That I couldn't save my mother.
Oh, that's your backstory. That's your the day the bad guy was born. Whatever that
may be.
Called.
Maybe that's when he goes bad.
His evil origin story.
Oh, the day the bad guy was born.
That's actually a great idea. That's actually a great idea.
That's the title.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
The day the bad guy was born.
The day the bad guy was born.
Yep.
Well, you can continue to mingle. You can carry out other parts of your plan. What would you like to do?
So we got some data. We don't have enough. We don't know anything
I
about
I think we
the...
should go maybe up to dinner.
About the what?
About we don't know the, about the what? The cantaloupe. What is it?
The
cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
Okay.
Does anyone else know about anything about the cattywampus?
Well, Luton rolled a smoking nature check about it a long time ago.
Okay, so we know everything that we need to know. And the guests, we don't know what the guests know about it, though.
Right.
Right.
You haven't asked any of the guests about the smell, which is wafting up into the cigar lounge, by the way.
Like, would they care?
Oh, well, these people
I mean,
would
they
care.
Would, they would probably care and be displeased by it. I don't know. Ask somebody.
I can't. I mean.
Sure you can.
You just ask a question.
You're not trying to change their opinion of you, right?
Sure.
So you don't have to roll a diplomacy check unless you're trying to make an impression.
So who's up here?
Well, you see a couple of different groups of people. There's a what looks like a traveling merchant group that are together.
Uh-huh.
And then you see two dwarven females just sort of sitting quietly looking out the window.
Oh.
And
put a little spritz on there. Go talk to them.
Yeah, a little cologne. Charm them.
That's who's in the cigar lounge currently.
Okay.
After Lord Reginald Von Bartleby and his lovely wife, Gertrude Muffy Buffy, have left and retired to their stateroom.
So Kiwe sees the two dwarven ladies standing over there, and he straightens himself up, and he walks over, and he goes, excuse me.
What are you, bot?
Do you smell that?
What, you?
No. Like a mix of like musk in the air with the cigar smoke. Do you smell that?
Frundilda, don't be rude.
Well, I can't help it. He comes up here and interrupts our conversation.
I apologize.
We weren't really talking at all.
Why'd your accent change?
Did it? Or have you just not been paying attention to me, which is what we were talking about in the first place?
Forgive me. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Kiwe Nyorka. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Oh, yes? Forgive us. We're from the Five Kings Mountains. Traveling down here to Dungeonhold for the first time.
Oh, well, welcome. I would love to show you around sometime once we're off this boat.
Oh, that would be great.
Were you the one who was exiled?
You wouldn't know that information. I'm going to take away the privilege of you being a roleplay partner if you keep popping off at the mouth like that.
Excuse me.
Yes. This is Frunilda.
Frunilda, pleasure to meet you. And you are?
I'm sure it is.
Bomb.
Bomb?
Frunilda and Bomb.
You said it right. No one ever says it right.
Well.
Bomb.
I have a cousin named Bon.
B-O-U-N.
Family name, I imagine.
Indeed.
Yes, well, to my point, do you smell that?
Something does smell a little dank in here.
Yeah.
It smelled off since we boarded.
How long have you been on the boat?
Oh, it's been about 3 days.
Yes.
About that.
We boarded the boat up near that beautiful castle with the giant gun on the rampart there.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
What did they call that place again? Do you remember?
Well, the rampart.
With the giant cannon. The Maw of the Rovagoog.
Rovagoog.
Yeah.
What did you think of the elephant upstairs?
Gearworks.
That's not
right. Is it right?
The gearworks?
Yes.
Near a point.
I don't need one. I just wanted to remember.
I thought it was rather impressive piece of technology.
Did you? Yeah. Well.
What about you, friend Nilda?
Oh, Bum, you know, I always agree with you.
How many times did I tell you it's Bum?
That's what I said. Bum.
This wench
has been my friend for 85 years and she still doesn't know how to pronounce my name.
Imagine that. Well, me and my friends here are trying to figure out that smell. It's really bothering us, so...
It's bothering all of us?
Yes.
Has anyone said anything about it?
In the cigar lounge, try to taint the scent.
Yes.
Mix in a little bit of local leaf.
Yes.
In the air. Light it on fire.
Well, be careful. Don't take in too much at one time.
Frunilda always inhales, but I never do.
Don't listen to a word she says. She's a liar.
Like the great Sir Bill.
Who's that?
From Dongenhold, Sir Bill.
We're not from Dongenhold.
You're not from Dongenhold.
You'll have to tell us all about it right now.
Well, Dongenhold's a magical place, and...
So you said?
Once we're off this boat, maybe I'll show you both to
it. Oh, that sounds lovely.
Are you flirting with us?
No, don't be so...
I wouldn't dare. I'm a gentleman.
That's not how we dwarves court, and you know it.
Yes, we have to rub foreheads together, but we're not doing this.
If you can touch another dwarf without any of your hair rubbing together, that's what starts the courtship.
Right. And it's
difficult because we're all very
heavy. You should know that. It's weird she doesn't know
She
that.
Strokes her beard.
Yeah. What do you moisturize with?
Typically I'd like to grind up some mushrooms, but... They don't really grow around here in these parts. Nothing seems to grow at all.
Speaking of growing, time is growing and I must go. So thank you for your time.
Do try to address something about this smell.
It is awful.
It seems to be wafting up from the below decks.
It sounds like it.
Has anybody said anything about it yet? Oh yeah, what does management say?
We brought it up to management. They've done nothing about it.
I know, it's a travesty. Our stateroom is right there, a room right next to the cigar lounge. I smell this smell all day and all night.
Do you smell it from your vents?
Yes, of course.
Would you show me your room?
Sure.
What did I tell you, Bump?
We haven't even touched floors. It's right here.
Oh, fantastic.
And she points to the first stateroom on the center hallway and... There's a room, and it's got a couple beds and a vent, just like your room.
And it's on the same side as our rooms.
Correct.
I don't think you're going to get much more out of them, unless you want a date, which I think would be a great further story.
Yeah.
So you should keep that in your back pocket.
I do not.
My husband's back home wouldn't appreciate it anyway.
No.
Well, thank you for your time, ladies.
Other husbands, all of them.
Okay.
You're going to have to cut that out. Thank you for your time, ladies.
So it's been intolerant, these dwarves of Dongenhold.
It's been delightful.
Indeed it has.
We just have standards, is all.
We shall go back to brooding and staring at the window.
Take care.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, like they say in the Five Kings Mountains.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Peace out.
Okay, that was weird.
Yeah, that was super weird.
I'll try to clean it up. I don't know. No promises.
Listen to the episode. That part never happened.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go kill this thing.
I've done it a lot.
You have.
I can't think of anything else we'd get, information we would get, maybe. I don't know. I think we should kill this Cataplobus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go kill it.
Huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Head's nodding.
Yeah.
Brittany. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is it on?
It's Catawampus time.
Is it on and cracking?
It's Womp the Caddis.
It's Catalope cutting time.
Womp the Caddis.
So you guys go down there right before the Clockwork Buccaneer Patrol? Is that right before the patrol goes down? You go down?
But the patrol...
So they go down right behind
right after.
We would go right after.
Right after.
Yeah.
All right. You wait for the clockwork...
We ought to finish our cigars. Well, jeez. Yeah, of course. Don't rush us.
The room full of them was right across the hallway, so I feel like we should probably drop in from the vents. That's just a suggestion.
They were all in standby mode, and only were alerted when you cast the spell. Oh, it's only because you cast the spell.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be fine to pry that door open then.
We shall see.
So the Shumfollow Five wait for a few moments, and like clockwork, those buccaneers come by, and they descend down into the lower decks.
Oh, there they go.
And the Shumfollow Five are positioned now just outside that busted-in door that leads to the forward cargo hold containing a cataplepus and a pyronite bomb.
Okay.
Okay, Luton, can you remind us of everything you learned about this
about
thing?
About the cataplepus?
Cataplepus.
Cataplepus.
Everything you need to know about the Cataplepus is it's a beast. It's a magic beast. It has some immunities to disease and poisons. Other than that, beasts are just lots of hit points and off you go. And it had a very strong aura that Luton had to save against. That's what you remember.
Oh, man, yeah. I forgot about that. Was it the stink aura? It wasn't magical, was it?
Some kind of stinky aura.
Yeah.
Stink aura.
But standing in your way... is a door.
Is a Dora.
Mm-hmm. And not an Explorer.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sad.
Doors can be forced open. That is a an ability.
Ixil is going to attempt to force the door open if we are ready.
Can I aid him?
It is aidable.
Athletics. Go ahead.
It is an athletics check.
Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Natty 16 plus a 14. That's a 30.
That's a crit. What's your athletics?
My athletics is only trained.
All right. Darnayru, a jack of all trades, but an expert of none.
Basically.
Plus two. Anyone else aiding?
I have plus 9 to athletics. Should I try?
Oh, yeah. You only got a roll of 15?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean.
Maybe her wings give her a little strength when she's like flies into something.
Luton's hero jacked. Wings. Yeah.
Ooh.
Shredded. Minus 1.
Did you natty one it?
12 total.
Okay. That's just a failure. No aid.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Duval 20, Gibson.
20, 21.
That's an 8.
Total.
Yeah. Nice.
Train.
Plus 1. So plus 3 to your roll, Jordan.
So with that plus 3, the grand total
45.
Is 38.
Yes.
38?
That's pretty good.
It's good.
Oh, but it's not good enough?
Shut up.
DC 37.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow.
As you guys help drive your shoulders into the door, Ixil puts one of his feet squarely in the most sensitive part of the door.
Ah!
Kicks it open.
Yeah.
Blammo.
Hate this door.
Die, door. And it opens.
In we go.
Yeah. I'm scared. Here we go.
Yeet.
Move yourselves in as you would like to be placed in that room.
Oh no.
And then tune in next week, Thunder Buddies. We'll find out what happens to the Shumfollow Five.
Tune in again to watch us die.
They fight this dirty, dirty dinosaur.
Stanky dinosaur.
Open the door. Get on the floor.
Everybody stinky dinosaur. It's a new dance move.
I like it.
Open the door. Jump out the door.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.